When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us over at support@businessrepublic.net, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is TheOmarZenHome, Z-E-N-H-O-M. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's question comes from Sal, and Sal asks, how do I break up with my business partner? Not an easy situation, but a common one. And hey, your business partner is somebody who's probably quite close to you, somebody you've been working with for some time. There's a lot of baggage, there's a lot of emotion behind it. So we got to make sure we handle this properly. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of things that are in this decision. There's a lot of things in this relationship. Not only you built a relationship emotionally with this person because you're building your business, you know, something you're passionate about, but there's a lot of other things that come into play, like finances, like who's going to take credit for what, like equity, and how do you move forward past when you sever the relationship? We get into all that in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is our all-in-one website hosting solution. That means everything you need for your business website is under one roof. Register domain names, securities, backups, design services, everything. And get this, you get 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, so you can contact them at any time to get help with your website. Save 30% and get started for only $5 a month by using this special link just for listeners of the $100 MBA Show. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. So Sal asks, how does he break up with his business partner? So I'm assuming he's gotten to the point where there is no chance of any reconciliation, and the two parties just want to go their own way. This happens more often than you think. People grow out of each other and grow out of the business sometimes. And some people, it's not personal, or it's not even nasty. They just want to work on something else. So the two parts to this equation. One, there's the part where you have to just sit down and have an honest and open conversation with your business partner. Tell them what you're planning to do. You need to kind of gather your thoughts before this discussion. You can't just go in and say, you know what, I don't really feel like working with you anymore. I want to move on. That's not fair. That's not fair for your business partner. You have to have a plan of action. You have to actually come and say, what's going on? Why you're kind of breaking up and where you're going past this point? Also, if you're doing the breaking up where you're actually asking to leave, then it's on you to actually come up with the plan of how that's going to happen. Your partner is just busy getting to work and working on the business and not really thinking about this. So it's not their responsibility. So you got to sit down and ask yourself, why are you actually leaving? Now, if some of those reasons are that you just don't get along with your business partner, or they're not pulling their weight or something like that, then you're going to have to find a communicate that to your business partner in a non-confrontational way. Now, that's kind of hard, but you know your business partner and you know their buttons. So you want to make sure this is as smooth as possible. It's not going to be easy for either one of you, but you don't want emotions to flare up, because there's a lot of things you're going to have to settle before you actually leave each other and break off from each other and go your own ways. So first step is to sit down and have an honest first conversation and say, I need to leave this organization. I need to break up from this partnership because I want to move on to something else. I've discovered that I'm not good at 1, 2, 3, 4, or we're not a good match because you're like this and I'm like this, and we're kind of moving in different directions. if you can try to frame it in a way that it's not anybody's fault, it's just how it is, that's better. Number two, if you're doing the leaving, then you're going to have to give up a little bit more than you want. Meaning that you can't just ask your business partner, hey, let's just sell the business and we'll split it up. Now, obviously, you can if you have full control over the business, if your business partner doesn't have that type of control. But if that's not the case, then you can't ask somebody to just, hey, give up their livelihood and start anew just because you don't feel like it anymore. It's just not fair. You have to actually go and say, hey, you're either going to ask them to buy you out, and they don't have to do it instantly. They can do it over a course of time through payments. You can agree to equity or profit share that's going to be paid out to you over a certain amount of time. The point is that you have to have a plan of exit. You can't just say, hey, I want to leave, give me half the worth of this business. That just doesn't work. You can't do that. You have to have a clear-cut actual plan. Number three, I would get some legal advice immediately. Hiring a lawyer probably is the best thing you can do because they're going to tell you what you can and cannot do. They're going to be able to, shape the language of this agreement. They're also going to help you get some perspective on, what you should do and how much you should take from the business. You have to remember, you still have customers. You still have things going on in the business. Just because you leave doesn't mean the business dies. There are people that are relying on the services or the products that you offer. So you want to make sure you don't disrupt that. So just to recap real quick, have an honest and open conversation. This should be a friendly conversation about where you want to go and why you want to leave. Two, have a plan of exit. Make sure they understand that you're going to make this smooth for them and that, their life's not going to dramatically change. It's your life that's changing. And you're going to make sure it's fair. Number three, get some legal advice. Get somebody to help you throughout that. It may cost you a little bit of money, but in the long run, it's going to help you. I'd recommend looking for an entrepreneurial or business lawyer in your area. If you live in Southern California by any chance, I highly recommend David Lizabram. He's a fantastic business lawyer. What else? When you're breaking up with your business partner, you have to take a look at what assets can you take with you. Just because you're leaving the business doesn't mean you're starting all over. You still have your name, you still have your brand, and you may have some assets around the business that are maybe tied to you. For example, you might have a YouTube channel, and you're the person that actually does all the videos, and you appear on the videos, you're the talent. So you have a following on YouTube, and that YouTube channel is maybe feeding into your business funnel. Who takes control of that video channel now? Is that an asset of the business or is that your asset? That's something you have to kind of discuss and negotiate. What about the actual email list? There might be portions of the email list that people signed up through your own blog or maybe through your own assets. You got to take a look at what you've built, what portion of the audience is actually yours and which one is actually the business's. For some people, this is going to be very clear cut, meaning that this is all the business's asset because it all went through the business's website. But for some businesses, it's not that clear cut, especially if you're coming from another background, like you started this business with your business partner after you've built some sort of following or audience with your own blog or your own brand. I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. When you're building your website for your business, you want to make sure that you have all the support you need to add things, to improve things, to grow your business and your business website. That's why we love HostGator. Everything's under one roof. Register domain names, get your SSL certificates, backups, security, marketing services, design services. Everything you need is right there. And best of all, their tech team is there for you 24/7, 365 days a year. That means any time of day, any day of the week, you can either phone them, you can email them, you can do live chat online. I love this because no matter what time of day, you can contact them and make a tweak, a change to your website. This alone is an incredible value. Get started with your business website today and save 30% with their amazing discount for listeners of the $100 MBA show. With this discount, you start at only $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, HostGator.com/MBA30. Sal, to wrap up today's question on how to break up with your business partner, you got to do this right. And you got to be sensitive to the situation. This is not an easy situation for either party. So that's why it's really important for you to be honest, open, and cordial. It's also very important to have a plan of action, to be practical about things. And understand this is going to take some time, but it's going to be worked out. Get some advice from a business attorney and do what's right for you as well as your business partner. Because you also, if you're leaving the business, you want to make sure the business still thrives. That's something that you built. And if you're breaking away from them or they're leaving the business, and if they're leaving the business, then you want to make sure that they're given their due respect and their due rights. All right, I hope that helps. That wraps up today's Q&A weekends. If you have any questions, guys, just submit them over at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer your questions here on Q&A Weekends. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Leaving any business, even if you're selling your business, breaking up with a business partner, changing things in business is not easy. It's uncomfortable. We're not used to it. So the first thing I would recommend is recognize that it is uncomfortable, that it's going to be difficult, but you're going to get through it. You're going to get some help. You're going to get some advice. You're going to figure out a way out of the situation. That's how we grow when we're uncomfortable. That's how we grow when things are not feeling 100%. That's okay. You could do this. You can make it. All right. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.